Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service, as usual in our reports, indicates that solar activity continues to be at a very low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 70, that's 70, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to single digit 5. And those figures are not expected to change significantly in the days ahead. So as we've reported many times, that level of low sunspot or low solar activity indicates that long distance propagation over darkness or semi-darkness paths on frequencies above about 10 megahertz will continue to be unreliable. However, frequencies above 10 megahertz or above 10 megahertz for daylight propagation will be somewhat more satisfactory. And the latest information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service is that the present sunspot cycle number 24 is not now expected to conclude until around 12 months from now. So that's another factor which we have to lead into or include in our forecasts. In the meantime, some good propagation here in Melbourne during our morning period. That's between 1700 and 1730. That's pre-sunrise here, as the A2018 transmission season has almost ended. This is what we heard recently. 9380 All India Radio, the national service. 9400 Bulgaria, the Overcomer Ministry from the Kostenbrod transmitting site with English. 9435 The Korean Central Broadcasting System from Pyongyang with its Korean language programming for domestic audiences. And 9460 The Voice of Turkey in Turkish, or the programs for Europe, Africa and the Middle East. 9470 China Radio International from the Baoji transmitting station in China with Russian programming. And 9490 Bulgaria, the Bible Voice Broadcasting Service, the religious organization using brokered facilities at Kostinbrod with broadcast in Arabic. And on the next frequency, 9500 Radio Romania International with Romanian. And on the same frequency, 9500 Swaziland, Trans World Radio Manzini with programs in Amharic with co-channel interference from Romania. And 9555 Albania, China Radio International with broadcasts from the Serik relay station in Arabic to the Middle East. 9560 excuse me, an interesting signal from the USA, KNLS at Anchor Point in Alaska, with its programs to Asia in Russian. 9570 China Radio International, the Beijing transmitting site in English. And 9615, an interesting frequency usage by the BBC from the Tanang relay station in the Philippines, broadcasting morning programs in Korean. 9620, All India Radio with its Persian broadcasts. And 9640, the Vatican Radio from the Santa Maria di Galleria transmitting station with programs in Belarusian. 9710, China National Radio Network 1, to closing at 17.05, also in parallel on 9.810. And on 9.720, an interesting broadcaster, another brokered station known as Radio Arena, broadcasting from the Kostin Broad Relay Station in Bulgaria with programs to Africa in Tigrinya. And 9.730, the Voice of Vietnam with programs in Vietnamese. 9.750, China Radio International from Beijing, programs in Esperanto. Not many shortwave stations continue to use this language, but there it is, CRI from Beijing in Esperanto. 9.820, the Voice of America from the Biblis relay station in Germany with programs in Kurdish. 9.865, All India Radio with broadcast in Hindi. And 9.885, Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service with programs in the Tajik language. And 9.900, the BBC from the Tajikistan relay station in Dushanbe with programming in Korean. So quite a number of signals audible here in Melbourne recently during the latter part of the A18 or the A2018 season, and they were noted between 1700 and 1730, which is pre-sunrise here. A note now about Australia. As I've mentioned before in these reports, the Australian government recently commissioned a new review on the future of international broadcasting from this country. The closing date of the review has now passed, and the industry is now waiting on the results of the review to be made public. It would appear that in the near future, the information that is coming from the report that's been leaked to the media is that there is a very strong opposition to the continued closure of Radio Australia's external services and its services to the Northern Territory. And it may well be that these stations will be reassessed and perhaps put back into normal operation. The results of the review will not be made known formally until the end of this year. So who knows what may happen there. Now that's Radio Australia, which may emerge again, once again, on shortwave, mainly for target areas in the Pacific and the islands of the Southern Asia. A note now concerning the new international broadcasting schedule, which is effective October 28th. That's the B 2018 schedule plan. Information from the HFCC indicates that many international broadcasting organisations will continue to use brokered relays from outside of their home countries, and they include the following: Adventist World Radio from Okeechobee, Florida, Trincomalee in Sri Lanka, Taipei in Taiwan, Moosebrunn in Austria, Nauen in Germany, Issoudun in France, Sofia in Bulgaria, Yerevan in Armenia, and Mayotte in South Africa. And Deutsche Welle overseas relays will include Sao Tome, Issoudun in France, Mayotte in South Africa, Dabaya in the UAE and Madagascar. And the Far East Broadcasting Company will is scheduled for relays from Dabaya in the UAE, as well as from its own transmitting site, of course, in the Philippines at Bukau. And Evra Radio, the religious broadcasting station. Relay facilities include Tashkent in Uzbekistan, Dabaya in the UAE, Wolverton in England, and Yerevan in Armenia. NHK, Radio Japan Tokyo, overseas relays include Tashkent from Uzbekistan, Issoudun in France, Madagascar, WRMI and WHRI in the USA, Moosebrunn in Austria, Kranji in Singapore, and Palau. And Radio France International overseas relays include Madagascar and Issoudun in France. And the BBC overseas relays from Yerevan in Armenia, Kranji in Singapore, Danang in the Philippines, Moosfun in Austria, Sofia in Bulgaria, Oman, Chisinau, Madagascar, Dubai in the UAE and Ascension Island. And finally, the Vatican Radio overseas relays include Greenville in the USA, Tinian Island in Asia, Tanang in the Philippines and Madagascar. So that was a summary of some selected relay station planned usages for the new transmission season, which commenced on October 28th. So quite a number of brokered relays being used for overseas broadcasters. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.